And welcome to Ear Candy here on Local FM. I'm Mark O'Connor. I'm going to treat your ears to some of the sweetest, stickiest sounds that you've ever heard. Yes, you might want to check your blood sugar levels because this is that sweet. We're going to start off today with a song from the group Spoon. Don't confuse them with the group Fork or Knife. This is Spoon off of Hot Thoughts. And do I have to talk you into it? Really, do I have to talk you into it here on Ear Candy?
Times before, oh, I wanna whisper down the tune. All kinds of words you would. true love goes so wrong. She put me in shame and in sorrow, and I come home tomorrow.
Thank you. said, go, driver, go, go, catch up for me, please. Moving through the traffic like a mounted cavalier, leaning out the taxi window, trying to make it hear me, Nadine.
Might remember that as a Chuck Berry song that's done by Whitehorse off of their record The Northern South Volume 1. And Whitehorse is a Canadian band. That's Luke Doucette and Melissa McClelland, and great little record. And you might not really recognize it as a classic rock and roll song dressed up in new garb, even bluesy, which is probably, you know, for sure the roots of rock and roll. And before that, speaking of Chuck Berry, we heard a song from Chuck. You probably thinking, who's that? That's Chuck Berry from a record called San Francisco Dews. That one's called Oh Louisiana, or as he pronounces it on the song, Louisiana. And I'm wondering if that's a genuine Southern accent, but I think he's a St. Louis native, or was a St. Louis native. So he's from down there somewhere, that he probably is pronouncing it right. And we started things off with Do I Have to Talk You Into It from Spoon and Hot Thoughts. And there was just something about that song and Chuck Berry's 1972 track that seemed to fit together for me sonically. So that's why I did what I did. I'm Mark O'Connor. The show is Ear Candy. We got you for a whole hour. So, you know, kick back and enjoy the tunes. This is an Atlanta foursome, four women rocking it out, garage rock. They're called the Coat Hangers. This one here is called Perfume here on Ear Candy. right, folks. I guess we bled into the next set. We'll come back to it. We heard Hello Operator, The White Stripes. And I got to say, how many popular songs have used that lyrical conceit of the operator? A lot of hits, but, you know, who uses an operator these days with, you know, cell phones and all our high-tech gadgetry? No one uses an operator. It's really a throwback. So by the time Jack White of The White Stripes wrote that song, you know, it was already, oh, what's the literary term for having references to things that, it's the reverse of, anyway, I'm just totally babbling. Maybe I should just tell you what else we played. Maybe I should even tell you who I am. I'm Mark O'Connor. The show is Ear Candy. And we started things off that set with Perfume by the Coat Hangers. And then we followed up with Get On Home, the Jesus and Mary Chain, a Scottish band from their record Damage and Joy, which featured the album cover, CD cover, I don't know, virtual cover, Damage and Joy, spelled out by Alpha Getty. Take a look at that, Bob. Spelled out by Alpha Getty. That's the album cover. Yeah, that probably cost a fortune to do. I mean, every time you got it almost spelled out, you'd probably take a spoonful and have to start again. Anyway, they're all kind of garagey, rocky kind of things. The White Stripes kind of made their bread and butter on that garage rock, blues rock thing. And we'll just keep on rolling with the tunes since it's a music show. I'm going to play a couple of tunes back to back. One from Lindy Ortega off of an EP she released. It's going to be called Till the Going Gets Gone. I like the title. And then we're going to follow it up with Without You. Now you might be thinking, wasn't that a really popular song, a hit even? And it was for Harry Nilsson, but it was written by a group called Badfinger. And I got a whole story about when Harry Nilsson recorded that, but we're going to hear the original version of Without You, so you can see how the Lindy Ortega song and the Badfinger song kind of have something in common. So stay tuned. Let's go. This is Till the Going Gets Gone, Canadian Lindy Ortega here on Ear Candy. Thank you.
but I know it won't be long until the road beckons me back and you see me on the 66 in a vintage Cadillac. Oh, I gotta keep going, gotta keep going on.
This evening and your face when you were leaving, but I guess that's just the way the story goes. You always smile, but in your eyes your sorrow shows. Yes, it shows. Well, I can't forget tomorrow. When I think of all my sorrow, I had you there, then I let you go. And now it's only fair that I should let you know what you should know. That's just the way the story goes. You always smile, but in your eyes your sorrow shows. Yes, it shows. Thank you.
find you standing in some astral plane where there are no shadows. Roya, I am only but the memory of my body. I was searching all directions when you caught me, laying breathless as I tried to scream your name anywhere the wind would blow. Royal, my guardian of the soul, and the empty days of old, I think they're over. For I smell oleander from the grove. Royal, your spirit is a dream that reaches daylight, blossoming inside you till it lay right on your tongue. To never tell no one what you told me, I can hear it singing now. Royal, my guardian of the soul, the empty days of old, I think they're over. For I smell oleander from the grove. Yes, and I smell oleander from the grove.
And that was Roya from Daniel Romano. I almost was thinking Ray Romano. Everyone loves Ray. Everyone loves Dan. Daniel Romano, Canadian. And that's a great track. And it kind of has that 70s production feel to it. A little more Bob Dylan-ish. But before that, we heard Without You from Badfinger. And we started things off with Till the Going Gets Gone, Lindy Ortega. Now, the Lindy Ortega song is a little kind of sad song, right? Not usually what I feature on Ear Candy, but I'm really taken with the song. But the chord progressions, or the melody actually, that she's using. And I thought, boy, it sure sounds familiar. Sounds classic rockish. Where do I know that from? And I had two songs pop into mind. One was Sister Golden Hair, Surprised by the group America. That's a hit. And I didn't really care for that song too much. But there were elements about that song that were pretty cool. And it also reminded me of Without You. And I thought, well, I can't play the Harry Nilsson version. I mean, that's one of the most famous pop songs of all time. But I can play the original composition by Badfinger. In fact, there were two members of Badfinger. I don't know their names, but one had a chorus that he liked and didn't like the verses that with the song he was writing. And one had some verses that he really liked, but he didn't really have a chorus that was going anywhere. And they finally thought, why don't we just combine the two songs into one? We'll use the verses from the song we like, and we'll use the chorus from the other song. And in fact, each of them are singing those particular parts. So the one that wrote the verses sings the verses, and you can hear it in the song. And the one that wrote the chorus sings the chorus. The chorus being radically different than how Harry Nilsson did it. And I said I had a little story about that. Apparently, Badfinger was recording in the same studio next door to Harry Nilsson. And Harry Nilsson heard the song, which was kind of a throwaway track, to be honest. They put it on as like song 11, back when LPs constrained how many tunes you could put on a record, how many minutes of music you could have on a vinyl LP. So they put it on as the last track, side two. And apparently Harry Nilsson heard it, and he did that wonderful version. And he went into the other studio where the Badfinger guys were and said, why don't you come in the studio and listen to something I've been doing? And he played them the track, and they were just floored, blown away. Could hardly believe that it was their song. It was so different and so majestic and so powerful. So pretty cool stuff. Anyway, the Lindy Ortega song, very low key, but something about her melodies. And in fact, since I dug out the Badfinger version of Without You, that the verses have been going around in my head. I've been singing them nonstop. I am sure I am driving my wife completely around the bend. It's that hooky, that catchy for me. All right. I always say that when I'm about to move on to more songs. You're probably sick and tired of songs. No, you're not. That's why you're listening. We're going to hear kind of three songs, very, I don't know, garage rock infused with punk. I'll call it that. The first one up is going to be a track from the album Northern Passages. That's a record by the Sadies, Canada's own Sadies. And then you'll hear a song from Ancient Shapes, which actually is another Daniel Romano nom de plume for his garage rock, punk-infused, short, snappy songs. And I'm surprised by how close the two tunes actually sound. So we're going to hear from the Sadies with a track called Another Season Again. And then a couple more of these short, snappy tunes here on Ear Candy.
Single tear.
Yeah, Chew On It. That's Cruisin' from the Zorgs, Winnipeg's The Zorgs. And before that, we heard something from the Ancient Shapes called I Wanna Put My Tears Back In. Interesting sentiment. Interesting song title. I Wanna Put My Tears Back In. That's Ancient Shapes. Again, I mentioned that was a Daniel Romano nom de plume project for his short, snappy garage rock, punk-infused garage rock, let's call it that. I hope you liked it. And before that, we heard Another Season Again, the Sadies. And to be honest, if I hadn't told you, if I didn't know, because I've got the song titles in front of me, if I didn't know who was who, I could easily get them completely, you know, if you said, which one is a Sadie song, which one is an Ancient Shapes song, I might have a hard time telling you the difference. They're mining the same territory, and they got the same sort of sonic palette that they use in their production values. So I just found that interesting. I thought I'd throw those three quick ones together for you. All right. So, you know, the thing about these short, snappy, quick ones is it's not really about melody. It's more short words, heavy repetition, more about the sound of garage rock. So I want to get to something a little more complex, a little more on the melodic side, where you really see someone with a huge amount of talent that can really do melody very well. That person, in this case, is going to be Billy Joel, off of his breakout record called The Stranger. I think it came out in 77. A track called Vienna. Yes. Slow down, you crazy child. You're so ambitious for a juvenile. Just listen to how he sings those phrases here on Ear Candy.
Slow down, you crazy child. You're so ambitious for a juvenile, but then if you're so smart, tell me why are you still so afraid? Where's the fire? What's the hurry about? You better cool it off before you burn it out. You got so much to do and only so many hours in a day. That you can get what you want, or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you even get halfway through. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? Slow down, you're doing fine. You can't be everything you wanna be before your time. Although it's so romantic on the borderline tonight, tonight. Too bad, but it's the life you lead. You're so ahead of yourself that you forgot what you need. Though you could see when you're wrong, you know you can't always see when you're right, you're right. You got your passion, you got your pride, but don't you know that only fools are satisfied? Dream on, but don't imagine they'll all come true. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? Child, and take the phone off the hook and disappear for a while. It's alright, you can't afford to lose a day or two. Oh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? And you know that when the truth is told, that you can get what you want, or you can just get what you're gonna. Before you even get halfway through.
to realize Vienna waits for you. When will you realize Vienna waits for you?
And that is Vienna, Billy Joel, off of his fine, fine record called The Stranger. And it's 4:57 here in our studio. I'm Mark O'Connor. The show is Ear Candy. And if you're listening to the show someplace else, it's not 4:57. It's not even Thursday, probably. But we appreciate your ears and all of the radio partners, courtesy of the National Campus and Community Radio Radio Exchange Program. So you might be hearing this fine show in Burnaby on Simon Fraser Radio, or maybe in Norris Point in Newfoundland and Labrador, on Caper Radio in Sydney, Nova Scotia, on Cape Breton, up the highway at our sister station at the UMB Fredericton campus, CKXU, overlooking the beautiful Old Man River in southern Alberta, perhaps in Prince George. It varies from time to time who might be picking up the show. So whenever you happen to be listening to it, I hope you're enjoying it. So we've only got a couple minutes left. So I am going to find something maybe a little short. Something short, maybe a little bit of an instrumental just to take you home. This one here is Cufflink, and maybe that'll get you home. It's from an old group from the 70s called Wings, fronted by Paul McCartney, here on Ear Candy.